Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, February 27th, 2026. The main chapter of the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, has issued an alert regarding a bill that's making its way through the process in Augusta, LD 1822, an act to enact the Maine Online Data Privacy Act, has already had public hearings and work sessions, and it has passed in the House in a first round of voting, now heading to the Senate. According to the ACLU of Maine, quote, "You likely know that big tech is tracking your every move and collecting your data. But did you know that they are also selling it to the highest bidder, including the government? That means the government can skirt the Fourth Amendment and surveil you without a warrant. And documents recently obtained by the ACLU show the Department of Homeland Security was doing just that. LD 1822 would protect Maine residents in four key ways: bolstering the Fourth Amendment by limiting the government's ability to circumvent the Constitution by purchasing information to monitor you without getting a warrant; limiting data collection and storage by allowing companies to collect only the information necessary to provide a good or service; protecting civil rights by ensuring algorithms are not used to discriminate when making automated decisions about hiring, school admissions, offering loans, and more; and safeguarding biometrics by prohibiting companies from collecting things like your fingerprints unless it is necessary to provide a good or service," end quote. I'll post a link to the bill on today's archives. You can also read the testimony there that was submitted in the public hearings that were held previously. And I'll also post a link to the Senate contact information in case you'd like to let your state senator know what you think. All right, enough with the weekday stuff. It's Friday, so let's look ahead to the weekend. Out Maine is hosting the third annual Rainbow Gala and Dance Party tonight in Rockland to benefit their youth retreat. Quote, "There will be music by Right Track Band, voted best of the best, red carpet moments by High Moments, a silent auction, hors d'oeuvres, and a cash bar. This year's event also has a secret theme that will be shared with ticket holders," end quote. You can find more information and purchase tickets at outmaine.org/gala. On Saturday, the Stonington Opera House invites you to travel back to a galaxy far, far away with their free screening of The Empire Strikes Back. The theater has been closed for maintenance, and the special screening celebrates their reopening. It's happening on Saturday at 6:30 p.m. More information about that at operahousearts.org. Belfast's annual ice festival is also happening this weekend, featuring the Maine State Ice Carving Championships. There'll be ice sculptures around town, a pub crawl, rowing and sauna specials, and specials at restaurants and shops around town. There's a full schedule starting tonight and over the weekend. You can see all of that at ourtownbelfast.org/ice-festival, or probably just go to ourtownbelfast.org and you can find it right at the first page there. And on Sunday, Great Pond Conservation Trust will hold their monthly meetup at the Joost Family Preserve, I hope I pronounced that correctly, J-O-O-S-T Family Preserve, on Verona Island for snowshoeing along the shores of the Penobscot. Attendees should bring their own snowshoes or plan to hike if the snow goes away before Sunday. More information about that at greatpondtrust.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you on Monday.